You guys are gonna do is just reach on out. You're gonna give her the entire piece all at once. She'll take the entire piece with her tongue.
A visitor hands a small acacia branch to the giraffe, who takes it without a hitch, raising some money while getting people invested in the animals. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Flamingo. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, from APM, American Public Media.
Programming on KCAW is provided by First Bank, helping customers safely access their accounts electronically using online banking, mobile check deposit, online bill pay, and more. First Bank, the one who's here.
Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in the studio this morning, I have Debbie Levesque and Jeff Budd.
Hello.
Here to talk about the fiddle grind and, goodness, a whole lot more fun community stuff that is going to be taking place. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. So to start with, let's talk about, fiddle grind coming up. Fiddle grind has happened many times in the past. It's a fun thing that's for our community to enjoy. But this is I feel like this is an extra special fiddle grind, and that there's a fun new layer of things being added in, showcasing a program that's happening at Blatchley Middle School. And Debbie, you're in the center of that program. So what is special about not just fiddle grind, but a little extra?
Okay, a couple of years ago, a group of educators and elders in Juneau have been concerned about continuing the Tlingit language and language revitalization. And so they have begun a program over in the Juneau School District to teach Tlingit combined with violin in their music classes. And locally, Robbie Littlefield has introduced me to this program. Mm-hmm. And I was included in some of their Zoom sessions and watched. And Robbie teaches Tlingit at Blatchley, and she's like, "Let's do it."
Yeah, combine it in, so it's pretty cool. Before we went on air, it's like you're teaching like 3 to 4 different languages at once. Not only are folks are kids learning how to read music, but it's also how to speak Tlingit. And then you're also incorporating some sign language into it, too, from what you said, of just extra different ways for these words and skills to settle in. That is it's a pretty cool opportunity. So this is something that's happening just at Blatchley Middle School as part of the band, the music program?
Actually, it's Robbie Littlefield's Tlingit culture class.
Got it. Okay.
And we're hoping that we someday can expand to maybe have a Tlingit orchestra is my dream. But for now, we just have this one semester class where we're doing the introduction to both the Tlingit language, the culture, and incorporating that into teaching violin.
So how does that work? How does the Tlingit language come in with playing violin? I feel like when I think about initially playing violin, I don't think of like the vocalization part of it. I think of way too many strings and a fun little bow to work with.
Yeah, well, it's really exciting. Usually the first part of class, we do culture and language, where Robbie introduces, words, and we practice speaking, and she tells stories so that we can learn the cultural relevance and wonderful stories about the history. And then the elders have come up just with a beautiful, beautiful vocabulary, like parts of the violin, the scroll is called the fiddlehead. And forgive my pronunciation, this is a hard one, but kuach ua, which I'm still working on the pronunciation for that. But I just think it's so beautiful how that's for the fiddlehead. So when we go out and we pick fiddleheads, we're learning the words that can be used in other contexts also. Let's see, a fun one we use for rhythm is kanatakahini. It's a rhythm we learn with our bows, kanatakahini, kanatakahini. It means blueberry juice. So when we're out picking blueberries, so we're learning language in with a violin that we can use also in other contexts.
Excellent. This is also feels like a more approachable way to learn a language, because it can be really intimidating if you're just taking a language course. You're like, I have to learn all of the words, a language of words. That's a lot of words. If you're going into it with this angle of it, like with learning it along with fiddle, it's a little more contained. It's like, okay, I'm going to learn it in this context. So I've got my first little stepping stone in. And then just the learning music, there's always such repetition to it.
Right. So the repetition is definitely beneficial. And we're working on a curriculum where we sing the songs first and then we play them. Mm-hmm. So singing, the repetition, we're learning the language, they're learning the melodies. Mm-hmm. And at this point, we've started with a lot of the Suzuki Method songs, like Lightly Row is a very popular beginning level song. And then they came up with lyrics, "This is my violin, this is where I put my chin." And so we, Robbie Littlefield and some of the elders translated that into Tlingit. So now we sing that song in Tlingit, and we're super excited. That is one of the songs we will be singing and playing at the Fiddle Grind.
Awesome. So this is exciting with the Fiddle Grind of, obviously it's going to be fun music because fiddle music is inherently always fun. And then to have this showcase of, to see what the kids have been up to show everyone what's happening. So beyond these kids showing off not only their fiddle skills, but some of their newly acquired Tlingit language skills, what else we got happening with the grind? What are the other offerings?
Okay, so we're also super excited about, this is our first year back with our community orchestra since COVID hit.
Yeah.
And Drew Larson is leading us with that. And so the Sitka Orchestra will be playing a song or two. Super excited about that. We have an all play where we'll be playing some fiddle tunes with anyone's welcome to come up on stage and join. And at the end, we will be having, we'll be clearing the center floor. We'll be playing some waltzes and everyone's welcome to get up and dance.
Oh, wonderful. And this is all happening at the community house at the Shikakuan Nakahiti.
Yes.
And guess when is this happening?
February 25th. Perfect. So what, we have 3 weeks?
So people can, if they're thinking about maybe want to pop in for that open call, maybe
I'd love to share one more exciting thing that I'm super excited about. So my partner and I, my partner wrote the song and I added a viola part that we recorded, and we are having the Sitka Studio Dance. We're having four dancers dance to this original song that we wrote too. So I'm also super excited about that. And This song is all about words and language, which we were excited because it just fits perfectly into this theme.
Oh yeah. Of bringing language into learning and making a fun space to do that. Cool stuff happening. I'm always amazed with this community of all the amazing little things that are happening. Just, it seems like behind every corner, there's some new cool opportunity like this elective course at Blatchley for these kids.
And I'd be remiss to not mention Nathan Padilla will be doing our sign language for the show. He will be our sign language interpreter.
Awesome. So this is going to be offered in, obviously, English, sign language, and we'll have Tlingit spoken too.
And the music.
That's an awesome experience. This is more than just fiddle music. This is a full experience and a cool opportunity for some casual learning for folks too. That's fun stuff. So Jeff, I know you've got some other things happening for community offerings besides the Fiddle Grind coming up.
Well,
on
so
the
tickets will be on sale pretty soon at Old Harbor Books. It's $5 for everybody. Perfect. Bring a homemade dessert to share. The other things I was going to talk about this Thursday is the spelling bee. There's still room if people have a team. We'll take care of that. They need to be at the Centennial Building. And then we were going to do, this is to celebrate the library's 100th anniversary, a book challenge again, but we decided we were going to do something different. It's Carrie Sagal's idea is kind of a pub quiz, and we'll do it at the Centennial Building, but it'll have a variety of different topics. Books, authors, libraries, media, and the Sitka Public Library. So there'll be teams of three or so, and then there'll be fabulous prizes and stuff like that.
So instead,
that's April 20.
April 20 for that. So with the book challenge before, it was you could have teams that would read a set six, list of books, and then you have to have recall for that. This is going to be, you don't have to necessarily study certain books.
Right.
You just got to,
like
pub quiz style. You just have to know a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's coming up April 20th. And you said this Thursday will be the Spelling Bee.
Yep.
Space is still available.
Yep.
For folks who want to just, you know, hoot, holler, cheer
the
on.
The public is more than welcome. And there are lifelines. So if there's somebody in the audience that knows how to spell something, and I don't know how to spell something, I can ask them.
Perfect.
So then, and hopefully they know how to spell it.
Yeah, you don't want to waste a lifeline.
No.
Oof. It's in front of the rest of the community.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the people are more than welcome.
And that's going to be happening at
the Centennial Building, 6:30. We'll probably be done by 8:30.
Awesome. Lots of cool things happening. Yeah. So we have the Spelling Bee at Sitka at the Centennial Hall. Next would be up is February 25th for the Fiddle Grind at the Nakahiti. And then coming up for in
Way
April.
Down the road, yep.
People can just start, you know, going through that Wikipedia little mining of see what kind of fun information they can find about libraries. And actually, so there's going to be specific questions for Sitka Public Library, too,
yeah.
Since it is the
100th
birthday.
I think there's a
birthday.
Handbook of the 100 years in the 15 different places in the different librarians. And I think, according to Carrie Sagel, all the teams will get that book. So that'll give them one step up.
Anyhow. Okay. All right.
They just got to remember it.
That's always half the battle, is remembering all the tools you have in your pocket. Well, awesome. Well, Debbie Levesque and Jeff Budd, thanks so much for joining me this morning for the cool things that are happening in town. Fiddle Grind coming up, not only just fiddle music to be fun listening and dancing to, but Tlingit and sign language to be incorporated in as well. That's happening February 25th at the Nakahiti. Tickets at Old Harbor Books.
Yep.
$5.
Yep.
And still time to get involved with the Spelling Bee this Thursday at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yep. Thank
awesome.
You.
Good stuff happening. Thank
Gunish
you.
Gunish Cheesh.
Gunish Cheesh. Thanks both for
Thank
joining
you.
Me this morning.
Kara, the annual Sitka Public Library Spelling Bee is February 9th. Are you ready?
Yes.
Spell time and where?
February 9th, 6:30 to 8:30 Centennial Hall.
Spell for more information.
Jeff at 747-4821 or jbud3500@gmail.com.
Spell what you could win.
Prizes and bragging rights.
You're a winner. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
This is Bird Note. The Puerto Rican toady is a tiny green bird found only in Puerto Rico, where the species is called San Pedrito. But the scientific name for these birds is Totus mexicanus, despite the fact that they don't live in Mexico. People in Puerto Rico are working to get the San Pedrito an appropriate scientific name. Jose Gonzalez Diaz, who goes by Pepe, did years of detective work with his wife, Fele Collazo Torres, to sort out how the species got the wrong name in the first place.
That is the best question we have to resolve. We start with that question on our mind, and we didn't accept the idea of that epithet for our endemic bird, San Pedrito. So we keep on doing for 17 years search and research.
Pepe says the mistake was made by European scientists who mixed up toady specimens way back in the 1800s. He wants to rename the species Totus borinquensis. Boriquen is the indigenous Taino name for Puerto Rico. Learn more about the efforts to rename the San Pedrito on the Threatened podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Ari Daniel.
KCAW receives support from LFS Marine Supplies. LFS's retail store is located at 475 Catlian Street. Hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays.
Good morning. The time is currently 8:30. Today is Monday, February 6th, 2023. It's a partly cloudy morning, about 36 degrees at the Cable House. Taking a look at the updated marine weather forecast for Southeast Alaska outside waters. A gale force front will finish tracking through the panhandle this morning. Short-lived ridging will ease winds and seas Monday afternoon through Monday night. Another gale force low is expected to move into the Gulf later in the week. For Cape Decision to Cape Edgecombe, small craft advisory through early Tuesday morning. Today, west wind 20 knots becoming southwest in the afternoon, seas 14 feet, southwest swell. Tonight, south wind 15 knots, seas 14 feet, southwest swell. Tuesday, south wind 20 knots diminishing to 15 knots in the afternoon, seas 12 feet, southwest swell. For Cape Edgecombe to Cape Fairweather, small craft advisory through early Tuesday morning. Today, southwest wind 20 knots, seas 15 feet, southwest swell, snow showers early in the morning. Tonight, south wind 20 knots, seas 13 feet, southwest swell. Tuesday, southwest wind 20 knots diminishing to 15 knots in the afternoon, seas 12 feet, southwest swell. For Cape Fairweather to Icy Cape, small craft advisory through early Tuesday morning. Today, southwest wind 20 knots, seas 17 feet, snow showers early in the morning, then rain showers and snow showers. Tonight, south wind 20 knots, seas 14 feet, southwest swell, rain showers and snow showers. Tuesday, south wind 15 knots, seas 11 feet, southwest swell and rain showers. The forecast for inside waters. In Icy Strait, today, west wind 15 knots, gusts to 35 knots in the morning, seas 5 feet, rain showers and snow showers. Tonight, south wind 15 knots, seas 3 feet, rain showers and snow showers. Tuesday, southeast wind 15 knots, seas 3 feet, rain showers and snow showers. In Cross Sound, small craft advisory through early Tuesday morning. Today, west wind 20 knots, gusts to 35 knots early in the morning, seas 8 feet, building to 12 feet, rain showers and snow showers. Tonight, west wind 20 knots, seas 11 feet, south swell, rain showers and snow showers. Tuesday, east wind 15 knots, seas 10 feet, rain showers and snow showers. In northern Chatham Strait, today, south wind 15 knots, seas 4 feet, rain showers and snow showers. Tonight, south wind 15 knots, seas 3 feet, rain showers and snow showers. Tuesday, south wind 15 knots, seas 3 feet, rain showers and snow showers. In southern Chatham Strait, today south wind 15 knots except west 25 knots with gusts to 35 knots near Cape Decision this morning. Seas 7 feet except 12 feet near ocean entrances. Rain showers through the day, snow showers. Tonight, south wind 15 knots, seas 5 feet except 12 feet near ocean entrances. Tuesday, south wind 20 knots, seas 6 feet except 11 feet near ocean entrances, rain showers. And checking out the zone forecast throughout our listening area. In Sitka today, widespread rain showers, highs around 40 degrees, west winds to 10 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered rain and snow showers, lows in the mid-30s, southwest winds to 10 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain showers, highs around 40 degrees, light winds. Today in Cake and Port Alexander, widespread rain and snow showers, no snow accumulation, highs around 40 degrees, south winds to 10 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered rain and snow showers, lows around 30 degrees, south winds to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain showers likely and scattered snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, highs around 40 degrees, south winds to 10 miles per hour. In Angoon, today, widespread rain and snow showers, no snow accumulation, highs around 40 degrees, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, numerous rain and snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, lows around 30 degrees, south winds to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow showers likely. Snow accumulation around 1 inch. Highs around 40 degrees. Light winds. In Tenneke Springs, today, widespread rain and snow showers. No snow accumulation. Highs around 40 degrees. South winds to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread rain and snow showers. Little or no snow accumulation. Lows around 30 degrees. South winds to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, snow and rain showers. Snow accumulation around 1 inch. Highs around 40 degrees. Southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. In Pelican and Elfin Cove. Today, widespread rain and snow showers. Little or no snow accumulation. Highs around 40 degrees. South winds to 10 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread rain and snow showers. Snow accumulation around 1 inch. Lows around 30 degrees. South winds to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow showers. Snow accumulation around 1 inch. Highs around 40 degrees. South winds to 10 miles per hour. And in Yakutat, today, scattered rain and snow showers. Highs in the mid-30s, southwest winds to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered rain and snow showers, lows around 30 degrees, southeast winds to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow showers, snow accumulation around 1 inch, highs in the mid-30s, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. This morning on Raven News, a $2 million grant project is on hold in Sitka while the community decides where to put it. Southeast Alaska has seen an uptick in fentanyl-laced pills, with law enforcement finding fentanyl most often in counterfeit blue pills designed to look like the prescription opioid OxyContin. And in the heart of Juneau lives a fragile ecosystem surrounded by urban development, the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge. But some environmentalists are worried it might be threatened by the proposal of a second connection between Juneau and Douglas Island. As always, if you missed any of those stories, want to hear them again, want to share them with a friend, you can find them at kcaw.org. And checking out the community calendar. The deadline for girls in 3rd through 5th grade to register for Girls on the Run is February 13th, next Monday. The after-school program inspires participants to be joyful, healthy, and confident while training for a 5K community fun run. Registration forms can be found at the Keet Gushaheen Elementary School office and at gotrgreateralaska.org. The Alaska Raptor Center holds volunteer orientation for all ages and abilities at 6 p.m. today. You can email volunteers@alaskaraptor.org for more information. And a potluck and discussion of herring protectors, the history of powerful words, and an introduction to co-counseling is at 6 p.m. today at the Sea House. We are coming up on 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Thanks for joining me this morning. Have a great start to your week. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A popular internet meme makes fun of egg prices. A guy gets on his knees to propose, but instead of a ring, he produces a dozen eggs. As shoppers know, this joke is slightly out of date because egg prices have finally begun to drop. And this comes just in time for some positive news about eggs. The Food and Drug Administration is updating its definition of healthy food, and eggs seem to meet that definition. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us now to talk about exactly what's happening. Hi there, Allison.
Good morning, Steve.
How much cheaper are they?
The latest data from the USDA shows wholesale prices of a dozen eggs dropped about 58 cents to $3.29 a dozen. That's a big difference from December when I bought a dozen for $8. Now, there's a lag between wholesale prices and what we pay retail, but this latest data is a sign that it's moving in the right direction. You know, eggs have always been so affordable, just